What's good? What's good? We back, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, the one and only. Before we get started, hit that click now subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Don't forget, Paul Pickett Podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz and New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com, so check them out. Don't forget, the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. The video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram TV. We get into a few topics. First topic, Eric Bledsoe gets traded for Patrick Beverley, Rajon Rondo, and Daniel Autoram. So Eric Bledsoe goes from the Grizzlies to the Clippers, and the Clippers literally traded both of their point guards, Pat Beverley and Rondo, to the Grizzlies. I mean, I don't think the Grizzlies will keep Patrick Beverley and Rondo. I probably look for one of those to get traded. But for the Clippers, I would say it's an upgrade. You still got a good defensive point guard in Bledsoe. He's pretty much defensively, like, you know, he plays defense pretty much as good as Pat Beverley, if not better. And he's a better scorer than Rondo and Pat Bev. So you got that. So, yeah, I think it's a good move for the Clippers. We got this Field of Dream games that happen on baseball. Man, I watched Field of Dreams yesterday, man. I think it's really a cool and unique thing that baseball did this Field of Dreams game. The fact that they had the White Sox, it wouldn't have been the same, because the Field of Dreams is about the White Sox that threw the World Series. It's a movie with Kevin Costner, Ray Liotta, and James Earl Jones. It's a great movie. One of the greatest sports movies ever. And it's just a great movie, period. And the fact that they actually did a game, you know, with that theme and, you know, commemorating the Field of Dreams movie, I thought it was just a cool, unique thing, man. I really like that. I think that was great for baseball. Tim Tebow probably ain't going to make the Jags, but that's fine. Because all I ever argued was that he deserved the shot. They deserved a chance. You know why I say deserved a chance? Because we run around in society and say criminals deserve second to third chances. Well, then why the hell wouldn't an honest, decent human being deserve a second and third chance? You know, it's such a hypocrisy that y'all want to give criminals second and third chances, but you get this honest, decent human being and he doesn't deserve a shot. Such a hypocrisy, man. Because if anybody deserves more opportunity, it's the honest, decent human beings, not the dishonest, non-decent human beings. And as far as I'm concerned, a murderer doesn't deserve a second chance, period. Because the person he murdered doesn't get a second chance. Unless it's self-defense, if it's cold-blooded murder, see, let me rephrase that. If it's cold-blooded murder, nah, you don't deserve a second chance. If it's self-defense, yeah, you shouldn't get locked up for defending your life. But if you're a cold-blooded murderer, or you kill somebody like in a drug deal gone bad, somebody robs you in a drug deal gone bad, nah, you don't deserve a second chance. Because first of all, you're doing something illegal anyways that led to something else illegal. Murderers don't deserve second chances. And this idea that a cold-blooded murder, like there's justice of them going to prison, that's not justice. Because they don't deserve a second chance. Because the person they killed doesn't get a second chance. See, it's okay. So it's okay that they kill somebody and they don't get a second chance. But we got to give a murderer a second chance. Nah, man. Stop it. That's such a dishonest view on life. That's such a dishonest way to look at life. Pathetic, scumbag way to look at life. Murderers deserve second chances. Oh, well, what about the person they killed? Do they just deserve a second chance? Because they sure as hell won't get one. Yeah, so that's all I gotta say about that. I mean, All I said that Tim Tebow did deserve another opportunity because there's plenty athletes in the NFL that committed criminal activities, snorted coke, beat women, beat kids, and they got second and third chances. But the most honest, decent human being, he don't deserve nothing. Stop it, man. That's such a scumbag way to look at things, man. All right, I'm going to get into this Andre Drummond topic before I get into my reaction video that I'm about to do in a little while. You got people out here, I've seen Andre Drummond being called a hero. For what? For doing his job? And not doing his job? For not doing his job? For making up the mistake of not doing his job? Like, there's so many things that I got issues with this Andre Drummond. First of all, what the hell is a two-year-old kid doing sitting at the edge of a pool with no floaties? I repeat, what the hell is a two-year-old kid doing sitting at the edge of the pool with no floaties? I'm saying it right now. Bad parenting, neglect. Neglect, bad parenting. Awful parenting. That's the first thing I took away from it. What the hell is a two-year-old? I didn't learn how to swim until I was about 6 or 7. So what the hell is a two-year-old doing? And ain't no two-year-olds learning how to swim. So what the hell is a two-year-old doing sitting at the edge of the pool with no floaties? That's my first thing. Very bad parenting, neglect. Like, what the hell? Second, why the hell is the woman sitting there screaming, all pathetic and fearful? Like, we definitely, like, women can give birth to kids all they want, but they are the worst protectors of kids. And that just proves it right there. She literally starts screaming, shut your ass up and jump in the pool and get that kid. Stop with your weak-minded mind state. Panic is a weak-minded mind state. Weak. Weak. She sure as hell will get custody of the kids probably, and she'd be the worst parent to fucking have the kids. And excuse me for cussing, but I'm upset. I'm upset. Because why the hell is a two-year-old kid sitting at the edge of the pool with no floaties? Second of all, why the hell are you screaming, lady? Jump your ass in there and get that kid. Do your job as a parent. Third of all, why are we calling Andre Drummond a hero for being a bad father from the get-go? I'm sorry, man. You're bad parents if your kid is sitting at the edge of the pool with no floaties, 2 years old. I don't care if you're sitting 2 feet away from them or not. And if your kid, after this incident, if I see video footage of your kid sitting at the edge of the pool with no floaties, somebody needs to call social service. You don't need to have those kids. You don't need to have kids because you awful parenting. So I don't got no respect for Andre Drummond right now. He's not no hero to me for correcting a mistake. You know how many mistakes I corrected in my business that I made? I'd be damned if I'm a hero every time I correct a mistake. So you're doing neglect as a parent, and all of a sudden you correct that mistake in 1 second, and I'm supposed to call you a hero? Nah, man. I'm sorry. Complete opposite of the hero. To be honest with you, I'm thinking social service might need to step in anyways. Because I have to question you as a parent. If your kid is sitting at the edge of a pool with no floaties, stop it, man. What are we doing here? Hero my ass. Hero my ass. All right, well, I'm about to get into this video now. About to add this video. I do this reaction video. I'm going to try to watch this video. Now, I want to just give you a little bit of context. The event I'm reacting to is the 4x400 meters, which I ran in track. I ran a 4x400 meters and a mile. Now, this is the mixed 4x400 meters, which is men and women. Just to give you some context, it's normally, you know, four women start the race or four men start the race. And then those four men or women, you know, like if four women start the race, they're handing off the four men. And then those four men hand off the four women, and then the four women hand off the four men, and vice versa. Four men start, they hand off the four women, the four women men. Now, Nigeria decides we're going to race a man with the women and the women with the men. Now, I don't know what they were thinking. If they were thinking this is a strategy to help us win the race, but all they did was prove a point. So let's get into it.
Four by 400, generally a safer bet, knock on wood as we say it, but you see many less issues in the exchange compared to the 4x1, so more often than not, the favorite ends up coming out on top of the 4x4.
No, that's exactly right. But it is such an interesting chemistry, this mix of male and female athletes. So I should be interested to see the Belgian squad. They usually carry the baton really well. They're in lane two, they're top of picture. Jonathan Borley on the final leg for them holds the Belgian record. He's a 44-4 performer, so he may have ground to make up, but this is a good, strong running.
It's a three-turn stagger, and right now Ireland looking very good. Ireland got a great leadoff leg from Killian Green. So now the handoff to the second leg for each of these squads. The Americans go here with Lena Irby. She has work to do. The U.S. was back a bit, but she has run a good first turn to run the Americans up into a top four spot.
That's Phil Healy for Ireland on the inside, although she's getting past now, and it's Nigeria who've gone past her. Emalbong Uko, just 17 years old in the green, has run a fabulous first 300. Can she sustain it, though? The Americans coming back now with Lena Irby.
Irby making a push. Dominican Republic still in the top spot for now. Dominican Republic was a bronze medalist in this event this year at the World Relay Championships. It was a slightly watered down field, but still good performance. That was a great leg from Marlene Paulino, who we will expect to see factor into this competition. Dominican Republic still out in front. United States is next. The Americans on this leg send out Taylor Manson in the red shirt. Sophomore at Florida, an NCAA champion back in 2018, seventh this year at the Olympic trials.
Well, Bill, the Nigerians have put a male athlete on the third leg, and that is why this green vest is storming away from the women from the other teams. Now, this is a big gamble from the Nigerians.
This is Samson Ogunwemma.
George on the final leg.
Yep, Samson Ogunwemma, Nathaniel. Out in front now, Patience Okengeorge will have the lead, and everybody else will be chasing. Baton gets to the United States in second. The Americans send out Bryce Denman, and man, can he run when he is on his game. 44-44 to finish second at the NCAA Championships this year.
You can see Belgium there in fourth place, gradually closing down on third, and it is Jonathan Borley, one of the trio of brothers who all run in the Belgian 4x400 squad. But the Nigerian gamble doesn't look to have paid off, not at the moment anyway.
Here comes Deadman. Remember, top three move on to the final. We'll have two time qualifiers as well. Deadman and the United States in great positioning. Germany moving up to second. The Dominican Republic into that third spot, trying to hold off Ireland. Nigeria is going to fade the last as the Americans take it in 3:11:38. Lewis Johnson is with Team USA after their heat. They have been disqualified.
And Team USA is here. Let's get right to it. Lena, as you...
Every last one. I mean, so if that video right there doesn't prove that most women are not athletically equal to most men, I don't know what will. I mean, people are going to say it's sexist, it's anti-feminist. No, it's just facts. It's just true. They literally showed you a woman has a 50-meter head start, and every single man beat her. She came in last with a 50-meter head start. But women want to sit here and say the competition levels are the exact same. No, they're not. Because women are competing against other women, and men are competing against other men who are way more athletic, jump higher, faster, and stronger. And this just goes and proves that men and women are not, most women are not equally athletic to men. And I'm not saying that there's not women that are more athletic than men. I mean, there's women in the MMAs that can beat me up. You know, there's track, there's women that can run faster than me in track. Of course, you know, I got 5 screws in my foot and a rod on my leg. It doesn't take much to outrun me when I can't jog. But the average woman before my injuries was not going to beat me in a race. The average woman would not beat me in a race before my injuries. And the average woman wasn't jumping higher, and she wasn't stronger. Even me at 5'4", 150 pounds right now, but when I was in junior high and I ran track, I was 5'4", 105. And there was no chick in junior high that ran a mile faster than me or that ran the 100 meter or the 400 meters faster than me, you know, because I ran a 4x400 meters. I started a 4x400 meters at 5'4". I was the second fastest on the team, and I was third fastest in the county for mile, you know. But this, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I mean, the only female sports that deserves more pay than a man is women's soccer, because they make more profit. But this idea that WNBA or track or any of these other women saying, well, the competition's level's the same, this, that, and the third. No, it's not. The WNBA does not even dunk. These women are not as fast as these male sprinters out here in track. Like, stop it, man. And men and women are different for a reason. That's okay. We're not meant to be exactly the same. We're not meant to be. We're emotionally different. We're physically different. We're mentally different. There's nothing about us that's the same. Nothing. You know? Like, and even the Andre Drummond, you know, my reaction to that goes and shows you we are not all exactly the same and equal, men and women. Because the kid falls in the pool and she just starts panicking, freaking out, instead of just jumping in there and saving him. And Andre Drummond just, bam, just dies in there. No reaction whatsoever. Because we don't got time for emotions to take place. We're men. We got to react. We're not women. We ain't got time for emotions to take place in every little thing we do in life. We're men. We gotta react, you know? And another thing is, like, it goes to show you that men can protect kids and their children far better than women. But women always, 9 times out of 10, get custody of the kid and make less money and can protect the kid less. You know, the person that can protect the kid the most should always get custody. Even animals, there's no female animals giving birth to kids, and they need the males. The males go out there, hunt, get food for them. They need the males to protect them, you know, help protect the kids and stuff like that. Yeah, man, like, stop it, man. We are not. And even people in general, we're not all equal. I've constantly said this before over and over again. Anybody that says that goes off of the all men were created equal. No, we're not. We're all not the same height. We're not the same size. We're not the same weight. We don't got the same thought process, the same emotions. There's people are all different. We're all unequal in so many different ways, and that's fine. You know, I'm not super athletic. That's fine. But I am great at, I'm good at marketing and advertising. And there's a lot of people, there's not too many people in my city that are equal to me in marketing and advertising. But I'm not equal to them in other things. You know, there's never been an employee at my job that I felt was equal to me because I worked 10 times harder than every single employee at every job. And I was the highest paid employee at every job. And not because of white privilege, because I worked 10 times harder than everybody. I walked 2 miles to and from a dead-end job. But see, most people work a job and they're only working for a paycheck. I never worked for a paycheck. I worked to invest my paycheck. Y'all just work to get a paycheck. I work to invest my paycheck. It's a big difference, you know. And you can throw a white privilege all you want. My father committed suicide at 5 years old. I never met him. I grew up in a single-parent home where my mom had to work double shifts just to pay the rent bills, and our apartment burnt down a week before Christmas. That is the exact opposite of privilege. There's nothing privileged about my life. I worked hard to get where I'm at, you know, and hard work pays off, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I said Team Tebow deserved another opportunity, because he was an honest, decent human being who also worked super hard. Hard workers deserve opportunity before anybody, first of all. The person who works harder in life deserves the number one opportunity. This idea that you're qualified, just because you're qualified, you deserve the job more than somebody. No, because you can be qualified all you want. If you come in and you don't work hard, fired. At least if you work for me. You don't come in and work hard for me from day one, fired. Fired. I don't care how qualified you are. You come in and start slacking, fired. And this idea that slackers should get opportunity over and over again. No, once you slack at 2 jobs, that's it. You don't deserve no more opportunity ever again, as far as I'm concerned. Once you slack at 2 jobs, you just say, your first 2 jobs in life, you say, screw it, I'm slacking, I ain't taking them serious. You don't deserve another job. You don't deserve another job. Because people hire people based on values. Are they honest? Are they going to steal from me? Are they going to work? Those are the main 2 values people value at a job. Are you honest and how hard do you work? That's the main 2 things in the work world. I don't care how experienced you are. You can be dishonest and not work hard. You don't deserve any opportunity whatsoever. Who the hell wants to hire somebody who's going to steal from their job? And this idea that anybody on this planet should hire somebody who's going to automatically steal from their job is bogus. It's not reality. It's some made-up, imaginary, fake BS. So, yeah, man. I mean, I got a lot of takes on this stuff today, man. You know, Eric Bledsoe to the Clippers, good move. Field of Dreams game, cool, great for baseball. Tim Tebow, you might not make the team, but oh well, man. All I said was you deserved it. You deserved at least one opportunity because all these other criminals out here getting extra opportunity, second and third chances for criminals, but no second and third chance for honest people. Stop it. Andre Drummond, as far as I'm concerned, is not a hero for doing his job as a father and correcting a mistake as a father. And the fact that y'all neglecting your kid as a parent, and you know, you're not great parents to me. You're not a hero if you leave, if your kid is sitting at the edge of the water at age 2 with no floaties. You're not a hero. That's neglect. That's bad parenting. Awful parenting. Terrible parenting. And, of course, my reaction video, I don't know what Nigeria was thinking. I don't know what they were thinking. We're going to win the race because of this, or we're going to prove a point that men and women are not equal in sports, or most men and women. Let me always rephrase that. Most men and women are not equal in sports, meaning most women are not physically equal to men in sports. They're not physically strong, fast, you can't jump as high. That's just the facts of life, you know? That's why we were the hunters. That's why we were the hunters. And y'all were the gatherers. That's why y'all gathered berries during the hunting caveman days. And we hunted for the food. Not to mention, there's the video I seen where you had a bunch of men and a bunch of women stranded on an island. You got women over here, and you got men over here. The men done damn near built freaking condominiums and hotels on the island and mansions and stuff. They got houses and everything. The women are still over here arguing and fighting over who's going to lead. Men, we ain't got time to argue and fight over who's going to lead and get emotional about it when, you know, end of the world times and we need to eat and you about to starve. And yo, we just got time to get the job done and just do the action. That's the only thing I do respect Andre Drummond about, is that he just didn't show no emotions and just reacted and jumped in and grabbed the kid. And his wife or whoever is over here screaming like a baby, panicking baby, you know, I can't count on you to protect my kid if I'm not home, because you're just going to sit here and scream while the kid's drowning. That's another thing. That, like, what do you, shut up, jump in the pool, get the kid. But that just goes to show you the men and women are not the same. Y'all's emotions are different. She's panicking and freaking out, and he's jumping in there, diving in, getting the kid. We are not the same, man. We are not the same. And nor will we be. All right. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Hit that click now subscribe button. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, don't forget, my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC. For online marketing promotions, go to Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, or animal rights activist, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We got t-shirts, hoodies, shoes, and we even got dog bandanas and stuff for your dogs as well. Before I go, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, the Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Dizzle Brand, a mixture of cognac, agave tequila, orange liquor mango mix, and crisp lemon. I got some coming on the way soon. Give it that taste test to give you that review. Also, follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. They got recipes on there. A bunch of different recipes that you can make with using Dizzle. And Dizzle started by Mike Dizzle, I think about 20 years ago. And shouts out to my guy, Chris Roker. And shouts out to Olivio Harris as well. Those are the guys that are behind the Dizzle brand. And I just help out because Chris Roker is my mentor and my friend. And that's what I do. I help out my friends in life. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Hit the click now subscribe button. Once again, facts over feelings. If you don't like what I have to say, maybe this ain't the podcast for you. But once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, otherwise known as Triple P, your source for music, sports, and politics. Don't forget, videos drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the podcast, and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for the Promo Palace LLC marketing vlogs. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.